Okay, so how does the team look so far, as far as preseason and the early scrimmage season?
I think we've been progressing. It helps that we got some good returners, and I've added some transfers to it, so we're a little bit older team. And so that's allowed us to maybe pick up some concepts a little bit faster than what some community colleges teams do. So overall, I've been pleased with we've challenged ourselves with some good scrimmages. We started the JUCO Jam, the first part of October, and then went and scrimmaged a couple of varsities or four varsities in Door College and Northwestern, as well as Dakota West and Waldorf. And so by scrimmaging varsity teams, you get a little bit older athlete, a little bit more mature athlete. And so I think that's helped us in our development too, to see kind of how hard you have to play, and maybe physically a couple times they've gotten the better of us. But I think through that whole process, each time we've gotten a little bit better and we've figured out a few things about ourselves. Mm-hmm. So I definitely think we're to the point now where we're ready to start playing some games for real and taking that next step.
Who are some of your returners that you're really looking for good leadership and have stepped up?
Sure, we have some really good returners. It starts with a couple third-year guys, and Ozzy Myborg and Anthony Holdren. Both those two guys are guys that Oz has been with us for 3 years. Anthony's only been with us for two, but he's got a third-year plan. Those two guys are, tough and hard-nosed and high basketball IQ guys. Definitely want our team to play the right way, want our team to share the basketball. They'll defend hard. They'll get on the floor for loose balls. They'll make shots. So those two guys do a really good job leading us. And then also Jeremiah Burke, obviously, is probably our most talented kid on the team. And Jeremiah's really worked hard on his game to get better. He's improved tremendously. Learned how to play through contact a little bit better. Has sculpted his body. Probably put on about 25 or 30 pounds of muscle. I mean, he's still pretty skinny, but he plays a lot stronger this year than what he did last year. And so, those three have done a great job. And then also we have some guys that, maybe won't play, as big a role, like from a minutes perspective, but guys like Isaiah Youngquist has done a great job, probably be a backup point guard for us. And he's really improved, and he's a consistent defender and a consistent decision maker, so those things are really important for us. So when you got guys like that as well coming in, and he wants to lead, he wants to help us get better and wants our team to be good, I really appreciate those guys.
Who are some of your newcomers that have the potential to make an impact early?
Yeah, we have some. I've been really pleased with some of our newcomers too. We've taken an approach. I mean, there's most years past we've maybe had like one transfer. Some years we haven't had any. Just like at the highest level with the transfer portal, it seems like the nature of college basketball is changing. Mm-hmm. A lot of kids are looking to move and jump, and you pretty much it's maybe a little more challenging as a coach from like a roster management perspective. But I think if you're not going to embrace that, you really don't have a chance in this day and age. So we've embraced it, and we were able to add three transfers, one coming from an NAI school and two coming from a Division I JUCO program. And so those guys have really helped us. So we have Isaiah Williams and Amari Crowder. They both played at New Mexico Military Institute, Division I JUCO down in New Mexico last year. It was pretty much the starting guard corps down there. So those two have a really good chemistry among themselves, and then they've really done a nice job since they've been here, is embracing this place, making this place their home, getting in good with our returning players. So the culture from that aspect has been really good, and both of them are built kind of like football player bodies, where they're big and strong and can get after people. And so really excited about what they can bring to the table. Zeke, probably Isaiah, probably shoots a little bit better than Amari, but Amari does some really good things around the rim, those sort of things. So those two guys have been a blessing to have in our program and coach. And then the other transfer is Creighton Morish, a local kid from Spirit Lake High School that went to Morningside last year. And, we had recruited Creighton pretty hard out of high school, and we were a little bummed when we didn't get him, but he was wanting to something different, something new, and so he transferred back to us this year, and we're sure blessed to have him. But for those of our fans that have been in the area here and that seen some high school basketball, Creighton, when he was a senior, was probably in that 6'7", 170, 175 range. Well, he's still skinny, but he's all of 6'9", almost 6'10", and probably about 215, 220. So he's done some really nice stuff with his body. Skilled inside out guy. So just really like where he's at and what he's brought to the table, and wants to be here, wants our team to win, wants to play the right way. He's a good passer. He's high basketball IQ kid. Like I said, inside out, can shoot it from the perimeter. So we're really, really anxious to see what he can get done during this school year too. So we're in a unique situation as a community college where between those three to four, sophomore returners I talked about are four of them, and then these three new guys, that gives us seven guys that have all been college basketball players before, and I think that should give us a jump, especially early in the season.
What are some goals for the season?
You know, pretty much just the same goals that we've had since I've been here, and especially the last 10 years, you know, is one, we challenge ourselves with the best possible schedule we can play. I think we play four Division I JUCOs this year. You know, we open up down at Indian Hills this weekend, playing a couple Division I JUCOs out of Kansas. So we're going to challenge ourselves with a good schedule. But our you know, at the end of the season, we want to look back and just maximize what our potential is and become the very best college basketball team that we're capable of becoming. And I think that takes just an unbelievable amount of work, an unbelievable amount of sacrifice, both sacrifice and time away from family and friends, as well as sacrifice within our own individual games, because we can't all shoot it every single time we want to. We can't all score every single basket. So we really ask our guys to sacrifice a ton for the good of our team. And then, like I said, the work ethic, you just got to work your tail off. So we definitely want to maximize our potential. And I think if we do that, we'll be right there competing for, a regular season league championship. If we're able to do that, we should have a chance to win a regional championship. And if we're able to do that, we should be able to win a national championship. So, you know, our goals and our objectives don't change. The faces that we're coaching, stuff like that change. But from a program perspective, it's just what we've been doing the last 10 years. And we see no reason why it can't happen this year.
And how do you feel about the opening up this weekend?
You know, I'm excited for it. Like I said, we played a challenging amount of scrimmages, and I'm really excited for, the competition level we're going to play. I mean, been watching more on Independence, the team we play first, and they're really athletic. They got a big that's already committed to Division I school, so they're going to be talented. They're fast. They're athletic. They're going to present some problems for us in those areas. But we need to play. I mean, it's time. We need to start playing games and playing games on a consistent basis. And it's fun in these early season tournaments because you play the first night and you got a short turn and you're playing the very next day. So, the second day with Cloud County, they're coached by a guy that our fans might remember a couple years ago. We hosted Southwestern in the regional tournament here, mm-hmm. and he was the head coach at Southwestern when we beat them to advance the national tournament. And he does some really unique stuff from a defensive perspective, and then they run some pretty funky stuff offensively. Definitely different. So we're going from like a souped up athletic team to more of a probably set oriented team, a team that really gets after you and pressures you, to a team that probably plays a little bit more matchup zone type stuff and isn't pressuring you. So really two big time contrasting styles of play, and to see that back to back nights will be a challenge for our team, but it's also going to be a lot of fun because that's what we like to do, and we like to challenge ourselves and like to challenge ourselves as coaches and players. And I think this weekend will definitely do that for us, but very excited about it. I know our guys are excited about it. We're ready to get down there and start playing.
And when's your first home game?
We open up Monday, the first November, what is it, the 7th. Monday, November 7th, we have Dortz JV in here, with double hitter with our women's team, and I know Coach Martin's excited about her squad and what they can bring. So the women's game's at 5:30, men's game is at 7:30. We'd love to see a nice crowd out there for the opening games, and we're kind of in between in Estherville here in the surrounding areas. We got a few football games still going on, but for the most part, the fall sports are wrapping up, and so high school sports haven't started yet, so we'd love to see a big crowd out there to check out the Lakers, and I think you'll see two pretty good teams that are a lot of fun to watch.
Perfect. And how many total wins do you have?
I think we were talking about this the other day because I've gotten quite a few questions, like about, like Coach Grimes was my coach here, and how many career wins does he have, and And so we looked at this other day. I think he has like 336 maybe, and I think I'm like at 321. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's something where I've been asked a lot, how do I feel about that? And I, you know, playing for Coach Grimes, he was a phenomenal coach. I learned a ton about how to be a basketball player, how to be a man, and I think majority of that came from him. And so it's kind of humbling to be, you know, in the same kind of vicinity of him as far as wins. I really don't feel like I can coach as good as what he could coach. I mean, I can barely remember what I did yesterday from a coaching perspective, but I can tell you what drills he was putting me through as a player, you know, 30 years ago. So it's just a little bit like I feel kind of almost, I'm not saying not worthy, but like, to be honest with you, I'd like to win. If it took 15 games to match what he's won in a career, that's what I'd like to do. I'd just be tied with him and never exceed that. But way more so than that, that's something that, you know, as a retired coach or as an old coach, you might look back on and say, that was awesome. It was a good ride. It was a lot of fun. But I feel like my commitment to this current team, I want them to experience like a really good season. I want them to experience, you know, everything about a college basketball season. And part of that is us getting better. And hopefully as we get better and handling adversity and handling a little bit of heartache, but as we continue to get better, hopefully we can get this thing rolling where we're winning like crazy. And we're at the end of the year, we're really good. And we got a chance to win a regional championship and a chance to win a national championship. And obviously if those sort of things happen, there's going to be a few wins there along the way. So that's really my focus. And the other stuff is, you know, it's cool. It makes me kind of feel, again, a little uneasy, but I'm really looking forward to the process with this group and to see how this team can go through it and see this team hopefully reach its full potential. Mm-hmm. Perfect. Yeah.